a gift. I mean, it's been in the works for such a long time. We recorded back in June of 2014, and it got released 2.5 years later. So I've been anxiously waiting for the arrival, and now it is here. Most people are so used to the big war horses that are written by composers who are no longer alive, but when you bring a living composer to a concert hall and he or she can walk out on stage and address the audience and talk about the piece and the process and be there, it brings about a different experience for the orchestra and the audience. And so for him, it's the Atlanta School is really his commitment to championing several composers who he believes in. I mean, I have no objections to the label. I mean, first of all, Robert Spano is such a champion of living American composers, and that in itself is fabulous, because we need more conductors like him who commission new music. I've always been drawn to the visual arts. Before I was even considering becoming a composer, I always thought about either becoming an architect or a judge. when Michael Stern commissioned Finding Rothko, you know, one of the great things about being a student in New York City is you have access to all of the museums, and usually your college ID would give you free admission into a specific museum. And so that's when I discovered Mark Rothko for the first time, and I was just enraptured by the vibrancy of the color, of his color spectrum, and how it just hit you in the face, and how large the canvases are. Not everyone knows that those paintings are so gigantic. And they're very profound, and so for me, I had this reaction to these paintings, and I felt that I could set music to them. But you know, writing music in terms of these orchestral pieces based on pre-existing artworks is very different than writing a film score, because at the end of the day, I'm not really setting the paintings or the photographs or the sculptures. They really serve more as a muse and as initial inspiration, and the music can stand on its own and don't really need the images, although I'm always happy when an orchestra projects the images to show the audience and the orchestra how it came about. But yeah, I guess I've always just been drawn to other art forms. And with film composing, you know, I haven't done a lot of it. I've done 2 independent features and several shorts, but I love how collaborative that aspect is, because when you're writing a piece for an ensemble, you're really on your own. And you know, the commissioning organization sets the parameters. We want it to be 20 to 25 minutes long, and these are the instruments that you have, and go at it. Unless there's a very specific theme, or if the commission is for someone specifically, like a birthday or a celebration. But with a film score, you're really at service to the image, and you're at service to the producers and the director, and so it's a different type of dynamic.